Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Was the broadcast from Telemundo. All eyes have been on this World Cup. Just trying to get people excited, and people are excited. You know, locally, we've been seeing so many people watching the World Cup, and I know many of you will be getting up early tomorrow. Maybe it's really not that early for those of you who get up anyway at this time of the morning. It'll be at 8 o'clock our time versus the Netherlands. A lot of anticipation for this, a lot of excitement for this. You see people at Allianz Field watching the game inside and outside. Joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is John Rash from the Star Tribune editorial board, also our pop culture expert with the Rash Report. Good morning, John. Does this surprise you at all, the interest and how many people are engaged by the U.S. Men's World Cup?
Worldwide, certainly not. Soccer remains the most popular sport across the globe, and certainly it's been intensifying in the United States. Of course, it helps that the U.S. team has done relatively well. Certainly not the knockout punch that many teams have for, but it's been a tight tournament all around. But there's a lot of interest in the team and growing interest in the sport. And as you well know, you know, watching kids come of age with sports fanita, so many young kids play soccer, and now so many of those young kids are adults, have their own young kids playing soccer. So we're now on our second, third, or even fourth generation of young people who grew up with soccer the same way a lot of people grew up with baseball or football, as an example. So the interest has been there. I think it helps that it's on Fox because they're able to hype it up during the very popular NFL broadcasts, which have had really strong ratings this year as well. So, and especially, boy, if the U.S. is able to get past the Netherlands in this one-and-done rounds, the one-and-done rounds that they're in now, I think it certainly will even hype and heighten the interest even more.
Certainly the case. We've been following the push for by Minnesota to become the first Democratic presidential primary state to overtake other states. And there, we thought the competition was with Michigan. NBC is reporting this morning, President Biden is recommending that South Carolina, the state that actually lifted him to frontrunner status in the 2020 primaries, kick off the Democrats' 2024 presidential nominating contest. And the order would go, the proposed order would do away with the Iowa caucuses, according to NBC News. Instead, South Carolina would go first, followed by New Hampshire and Nevada on the same day. And I'm also looking at the morning take by Blois Olson, and he says there's a statement by DFL Chair Ken Martin, Minnesota DFL Chair Ken Martin, extending congratulations to Michigan and other early states. He said he's disappointed that Minnesota was not selected. So it seems like it has been decided. What are your thoughts on that? Because there was a real push to have Minnesota be that state.
There was a real push, and there's real reason to do it if they were able to jump the line and get earlier or earliest, which, of course, is most ideal. And not only in terms of getting attention on the state and some of the issues that might be more unique to Minnesota, the same way Iowa was able to do for decades, or New Hampshire for nearly a century at this point. But unfortunately, as you mentioned, that's not going to happen, at least in this next election cycle. And President Biden, as you mentioned so accurately, is, you know, has a soft part, spot in his heart for South Carolina. It's also much more representative of the country as a whole, and in particular of the Democratic base, with a particularly significant number of African-American voters who make up a high proportion of primary voters during the quadrennial presidential races. So it doesn't look like Minnesota is going to be one of those earliest states. It may be a little bit earlier than it has been. And it's not inconsequential to say, Vanita, that a lot of money is riding on this, too. The amount of money that is spent on television and radio and just by campaigns renting hotel rooms and event centers in Iowa and New Hampshire is really significant, and that loss will be felt with our friends south of the border down in Iowa.
Certainly will be the case. But there's been a real, as you mentioned too, the caucus system has taken a lot of criticism because it's not accessible. It really is to a certain group of people, and it's more restrictive, that primaries are just a better system to do this.
I would concur with that. And, you know, you just think about the base that each party is really trying to reach out to, and working people is the phrase that each party, you know, deploys when they go into campaigns. Well, a lot of people, working people, are doing just that during the caucus systems at night. And so you have a system where those who have to work, or people who can't get childcare or just can't commit 3 hours or so to an evening in February on a Tuesday in Iowa or even in Minnesota when they have the caucuses, think that it becomes much more of an insider's game. And so there's a push on for more primaries throughout the country and to dissipate, if not disappear, the caucus system.
What are you writing for this weekend, or are you writing?
I am writing, and a wonderful annual tradition, the Arrows Awards, or the Best of British Advertising, starts at the Walker Art Center with an event tonight, and a month-long reel, which is 73 minutes, will be running at the Walker on a daily basis. And this is the best of any kind of moving image, as they say, and as I write in my column, images themselves are moving. Many emotive ads, many tremendous works of communication. And it may sound odd to a lot of people that people would pay to go see commercials, but the creativity and the storylines that they're able to put through these are really world class, and it's a really fun evening at the Walker to go see that. So I'm writing about that and what it means about being British in 2022.
That's great. Well, hey, thank you so much for joining us, John. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Vanita. Have a great weekend.
You too. John Rash with the Star Tribune editorial board and the Rash Report.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.